Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
I have some good news for everyone listening today. Since I was born in the year 1935, we have added about 20 years to the average American's lifespan. Yes, we are living longer, but the question is, are we living better? Everyone wants to live longer, but no one wants to be old. So today, I am beginning a series of segments on Senior Radio Buffalo called Minimizing the Effects of Aging. Stay tuned.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for clouds and some sun today, becoming breezy and warmer. Watch out for a couple of thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and evening, when they can be strong enough to produce hail and damaging winds. Our high 79. Later tonight, mostly cloudy, though 57 in the city, 61 well inland. Clouds and some sun tomorrow and not as warm. There can be a shower or thunderstorm around, especially over the southern tier, high 73. For Memorial Day, partly sunny, high 72. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Right now it's partly cloudy, 60 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show for active seniors in Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, good morning again, everybody, and welcome back to Senior Radio. You are listening with us every weekend at about 11 o'clock. We call it News You Can Use, and we would love you to log on to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com for more information about today's show. You're going to love today's show, because as we start thinking about our country and thinking about our wonderful veterans, we have a guest for today who's actually on the phone to tell you about an incredible book that he has written that you're going to want to read. Well, we're speaking with Steve Zaley. He's our guest this morning, and he is the author of the book, They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. This is a story of one of the original companies with the 82nd Airborne Division, 505 Combat Team, 3rd Battalion, Headquarters Company. Now, think about the Airborne Division. There's not a lot written about this particular group of guys. But Steve has managed to do it because his dad was one of these special fighters. So good morning, Steve. It's nice to have you with us.
And it's nice to be on the show. And a big hello to everybody out there in radio land.
And we understand that the book is really being very well received by so many people who really love to be in on the background of how this Airborne Division got going.
Oh, yeah. Linda, I have to tell you, since we've released this hard book 3 weeks ago, we have been shipping books all over the country. And the response from the people who have been purchasing the books is astronomical. I mean, when you have somebody who purchased the hard copy and they come back and they purchase three more, I mean, that says something in itself.
Wow, yeah.
And
go ahead, hon.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, we had one order that was for 10 copies in Centerville, Utah.
Amazing. Amazing. But I'm not surprised, because what people are going to read is fascinating. You have written about the first parachute mission that was the invasion of Sicily. Then it went on to Italy, Normandy, France, Holland, and the long push across Central Europe into Germany at the end of the war. So we're talking about a parachute group that got together for World War II, which your father was one of, correct?
Yes, he was one of the originals, and in his company, which was 3rd Battalion's Headquarters Company, There were 122 men who made up the first company. They came from all walks of life.
Wow. And they were taught how to do this. And not very many of them survive today, correct, Steve?
Well, today they are all gone.
Oh, they are.
All passed away. And my father would have been 103 this year. With everything that these guys went through, with the extreme punishment of living in North Africa, the heat, the daytime temperatures were 126 degrees, and it was just stifling. To put a human body through what they went through, longevity was not really in their picture.
Mm. Steve, let me ask you. I know your dad came back with PTSD. I mean, these guys went through a lot. What do you think he would have thought of this book?
He would have been so proud because this had changed his life forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was one of the reasons I, when this started, and I started talking to all conference, talking to the men my father was with in conference calling them, and I started to find out it wasn't just my father that was the way he was.
Mm-hmm.
They were all the same from what they went through. And it, we formed a bond that was unbelievable, and there were things that we talked about they never would have told an author. You know, even Frances Langford, the actress, who I was the only person who ever interviewed her about her entertaining the 82nd Airborne Division with Bob Hope in North Africa. There were so many things that her and I talked about that never really would have surfaced hadn't it been for the original men who were there.
Yeah, and they didn't just jump once. They were called upon to jump again and again as that war progressed. It's an amazing document that you have because the book also totals so many pictures, hundreds of pictures, the general orders, after action reports, combat newspaper articles. It took a long time to compile this book.
Linda, it took 20 years to bring this together to where it is today. And with everything that had happened in those 20 years, I mean, it was basically a third of my life and a whole lifetime of listening to my father. But in all those years, the things that we uncovered and compiled were beyond belief, really.
My goodness.
Beyond belief.
Wow. Let me ask you, Stephen, and once again to all our listeners, the book is titled They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. And my guest this morning is the author, Stephen Zaley, and that is spelled Z-A-L-E-Y. So you'll want to go out and get this book. But Stephen, have you heard from current airborne guys who read this?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, on our website, there is a statement on there from a man who served with the 82nd Airborne Division's 505 Combat Team, 2nd Battalion, in the 1980s. And his statement on there says, the only book he has ever read that was better than They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten was the Bible.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, what a compliment. Amazing, Steve. Obviously, you've done an excellent job with this. And as we're saying, with all our patriotic holidays coming up, so many people will want to read this story. And let me let everybody know, you don't leave out the bad stuff, because it was so traumatizing to these men when they came home. Your book also describes the disarmament and the long journey stateside back into civilian life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, trying to, being at a young age and being sent into combat behind enemy lines with incredible amounts of firepower that is unimaginable to the average person. I mean, carrying white phosphorus, Primacord, which Primacord looked like clothesline, six wraps around the base of a telephone pole would snap it in half, three times that much would launch the pole 20 feet in the air. Composition B, nitro starch, I mean, all of these explosives that they carried. And then to try to come home and return to civilian life, a normal, I mean, it was unbelievable. And the military just, at that time just said, you know, your service is done.
Right.
That's
yeah.
It.
Well, take your gun. Thanks very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough. And you know,
exactly
it's
exactly what they did.
Yeah. And Steve, you know, it's tough because when you notice people who, let's say, recreationally skydive, they can land on their feet. You know what I mean? The composition of the parachute, so different from what these guys had to live with. They're coming down through the air much faster. Big targets if they're out there during daylight. How scary that must have been, first of all, to be, you know, falling like that and to know that the enemy is right below you. I'm telling you, and again, they were asked to do it again and again throughout the course of the war. Unbelievable. No wonder they came home with PTSD.
That was the job they signed up for.
Yeah.
And when you became a paratrooper, when you did your final and qualifying jump, you belonged to Uncle Sam. Mm. A refusal to jump was Leavenworth prison.
Wow. Steve, do you have any idea how many jumps your dad made?
All total, we think he made somewhere around 89 or 90 jumps.
That's amazing. I thought you were going to say about 10.
Yeah. Wow. With four of them, well, those were training jumps. Ugh. And then four of them being actual jumps in combat against the enemy, which were phenomenal numbers. Some of the current guys that I've talked to today, the current airborne guys, said, you know, that's all he had. It was 89 or 90 jumps and four into combat. Where these guys now, they have several hundred.
Yes. Yes, I've heard that. Steve, once again, the book is called They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten, and it is the story of one of the original companies with the 82nd Airborne Division, 3rd Battalion, 505 Combat Headquarters Company. Why do you think, Steve, that there hasn't, up until now, been a lot of books about the airborne group?
There have been some books that were written, but none of them have ever gone... I think what really happened was a lot of the people who wrote these books about these guys, mm-hmm. they missed the entire story, in my opinion. They missed the things that really meant something. Like, well, who was the man that did this? Where did he come from? In Ken Russell's case, one of the two men who caught the church steeple in St. Mary Glace. Mm-hmm. Ken Russell actually missed the steeple, caught the lower part of the church roof. John Steele caught the steeple's spire itself. But Ken Russell was 17 years old. Mm. I mean, he said, I should be graduating with my high school class tonight. Instead,
right.
I'm going into combat. I mean, it was just a phenomenal time for these men, and not all of them were very seasoned as far as being a man. Some of them were in their teens.
Yes, so true. So much we have to be thankful for this generation, and I'm so glad you wrote the book. They Are Only Gone If They're Forgotten. We're going to make sure they're not forgotten. Steve, I understand that there might even be a movie about this. Is that true?
Well, there's some talk. There's been some talk with movie executives who are reviewing it. Nobody has walked away from it and said we're not interested. But at the same time, we haven't seen anybody throw $180 million at it yet to say we're going to do this. I'm kind of thinking that may be coming. It may be happening somewhere in the future.
I think with the success of your book, don't be surprised. Listen, we're speaking with Stephen Zaley, Z-A-L-E-Y, who wrote the book, They Are Only Gone If They Are Forgotten. Steve, I'd like you to let us know where you can get the book.
Well, you could look up the book on our website, and I'll give you the website link, which is https. It's /82airbornebook.com.
Fantastic. And I recommend it to everyone. They Are Only Gone If They're Forgotten by Stephen Zaley. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff. don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets? Drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at buffaloslenderlife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. We are Senior Radio Buffalo, where you can stay at home and live well or travel with us. Hi, I'm Linda Pellegrino. Check out our next trip to sunny Tuscany, happening in October 2019. Learn more at seniorradiobuffalo.com. And, you know, we have a little line on that website where you can contact us, you can ask your questions, and you can let us know what you would like to hear every time we're on the air every weekend. So we're thrilled to hear from you. And we have heard from you, especially with our next guests. We have Joe Sr. and Joe Jr. Budnarczyk, who are back with us from the wonderful Andrew's Estate Service. These are the folks who will come in and rescue you when it comes time to move your things, move your parents' things, liquidate, perhaps sell things. Maybe you're stymied with this whole operation of getting rid of some things or making a decision on where we want to have things end up. These folks are in this business, and they can help you. They do it gently. They'll do it on your schedule. And I think you're really going to love the questions that have come in for these folks, and I know you're going to love their answers. So good morning, guys. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to have you with us. Tell us a little bit again now. Let's start from the beginning. What can you do through Andrew's Estate Service?
Well, we do offer several services. We offer appraisals, buyouts, cleanouts, and estate sales. Mm-hmm. So depending upon our client's situation, we will be able to determine what would be the best suited service for their needs.
And I know you like to say, you know, call us sooner rather than later. And that leads to our first email question, mm-hmm. which came into Senior Radio Buffalo under the Contact Us. We have an email question from Joan in Elma, who says, I'm still living in my house. Will you do an estate sale in my home?
Yes. We do estate sales. However, If you're still living there, we will not do a sale while you are still living there. There are other companies that will, but we have found that there are other options that we could apply that will work for both you while you're still living there and for us who will do the service for you, whether it's emptying out a basement or what have you. Now, a side note there, since you're still living, we would not even call that an estate sale. That seems to be a buzzword that everybody's using these days. An estate sale, we will only perform when somebody has passed away. So it would be a downsizing sale, right, more than likely if you're still living in the home.
Okay, so for Joan, that's more of a downsizing sale.
Yes, and very much so. Yes.
And by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with Andrew's Estate Service, 873-7440. Or log on at aes86.com. And folks, do you pretty much work all over Western New York?
Yes. We work all over Western New York. Sometimes we have to go out to Rochester or down to the PA border. That can get a bit pricey, but we have serviced those areas as well. So our radius is much wider. And obviously, thank you to Senior Radio Buffalo to allow us to expand our market.
Well, you know, it's been a pleasure for us, and I know you both work with Amy, your wife, and this is really a family operation. So, folks, when you hear them on the radio, these are the folks who will be coming to deal with you, okay? And that's important to know. All right, we have an email question from Marie in Hamburg, who says, my mother is moving to a senior community and wants to dispose of the furniture that she's not taking with her. Should she move the furniture that she wants to her new home first and then empty the house, or should she remove the furniture that she isn't taking? And do you do that?
Yes, we do that. And if I'm understanding the question correctly, Marie would like to know if her mother should have us come in to remove the furniture first, or if she should bring what she wants to her new location. If that's the case, we always recommend take what you want to your new location or what you're going to use. And our rule of thumb is if you're not going to use it within the first month or two, you're not going to need it. So if you're going to want to hire us or think about hiring us, bring what you want to your new location and then call us in and say, I want the rest of this gone.
Okay.
Now, you can call us in for that consultation evaluation ahead of time, and just we always recommend put post-it notes on the items you're planning on taking with you, so then when we take photos and we discuss what our options are, we'll know what you're bringing with you.
Okay. Once again, their number, Andrew's Estate Service, 873-7440, or do log on at aes86.com. All right, now this is becoming more and more common. We have an email question from Robert in Rochester. My uncle, who passed away, was a hoarder. I need to clean out his house so we can put it on the market to sell. Will you come to Rochester to empty this house?
And to answer that question, yes, we absolutely will go out to Rochester. We, as mentioned earlier, we will go out to the PA border, out to Rochester. So that is something we definitely will do. And also with the hoarding situation, that is something we have come across more recently in the past few years. So we are getting more experience and exposure to that. So we are able to handle that as well.
Okay.
And I can say that all the realtors we work with, I used to say most of them, but all of them now that we work with have told us they want the house empty. When there's a hoarder situation, it has to be stripped down to the bare bones.
Right.
Because the days of somebody coming in and buying a house as is seem to be over. When we first started, it was commonplace to leave everything in the house, whether it was clean or dirty. But now they want it stripped down to the bones so that they can basically just sell the structure. And, and quite often, believe it or not, even though they may be a hoarder, there are clean hoarders and there are dirty hoarders in our opinion. But even though they are hoarding situations, a lot of times the house looks much better empty and will bring in more revenue than it would with it filled.
All right. Andrew's Estate Service. If you've already, you already know this is going to be your next phone call, 873-7440, or go online to aes86.com. You'll probably speak to Joe Sr. or Joe Jr. Budnarczyk, or Joe's wife, Amy, who, of course, is another big part of the business. Now, this is another question about collections, which is huge. We have an email question from Patricia in Blaisdell. My grandmother wants to give me her doll collection, but I don't want them.
Oh, boy.
Will you sell a doll collection, or do you have to do an entire estate?
No, we don't have to do entire estates. And actually, we do quite a few partial estates. Again, nowadays, the last few years, family is taking a lot. In this instance, and we're running into this a lot, nobody wants doll collections. Unless your mother or your grandmother has a big jumeau from, you know, the late 1800s mm-hmm. into the early 1900s, true antiques, or a vintage Barbie collection from the 50s and 60s. We sell those regularly. But any dolls that are from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, you can barely give them away. It's getting to the point it's getting difficult to even donate those.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we do that all the time, and that's not a problem whatsoever. But this is common.
Yeah.
We're hearing this more and more. My grandmother wants me to have my doll collection. My mother wants me to have her dolls from when she was a little girl. Nobody wants those.
Right.
Nobody's collecting anything anymore these days.
And I think
days.
A lot of people will assume that these things are all valuable.
Yes.
And they're valuable to the person who's collecting them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, especially going back to those 80s, 90s, and 2000s, a lot of those dolls were, you know, three easy payments of $39.99.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're worth nothing these days.
Yeah.
However, if we do get vintage, we can sell your dolls for more, a lot more, especially mm-hmm. when we sell them online. But they have to be collectible, antique and or Barbie collections.
I bet you get a lot of interesting things in the course of a day, Joe.
Yes.
Because I would imagine every single job is different.
Yes.
That is, you know, every single, you're right, every single job will be different. Of course, you know, our process is still the same. We want to make sure we can go in and take care of all the things in our order, make sure everything is processed correctly and safely.
They're going to do it for
yes.
you. They're going to do it through Andrew's Estate Service. That's why you're going to want to call them, 873-7440, or log on to AES86.com. And I'm Linda Pellegrino, and we love that you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Faya. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says Deputy Kenneth Actol went over the line in allegedly assaulting Nicholas Belcito in 2017.
The video that surfaced that shows the actual assault came from the friends of the victim, and we didn't see that until a year later.
Flynn says deputies have a tough job keeping 80,000 fans safe at Bills games. Prior to the incident caught on camera, fans were throwing cans and bottles at deputies. On Friday morning, the Buffalo Outer Harbor officially opened its brand new lakeside complex. Some of the features include a bike park, Great Lawn, Independent Wellness Trail, habitat restoration areas, and mountain bike rentals. You can read more on this story at WBEN.com. Buffalo's splash pads will be open this holiday weekend. At 11 a.m., splash pads will be open until 7 p.m. each day. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Jacob Fayok.
Hi, this is Mr. Fitness again, and there's one thing I know for sure. Everyone wants to live longer, but no one wants to be old. What does the word old mean? The latest definition of old is a loss of mental and physical function. So the fact is that the term old is no longer completely based on age, but how people actually function. So that being the case, old age can easily vary between people of the same chronological age. There may be some people who are actually old at age 60, while there are others in their 80s or even their 90s. They're older, but they are not old. Why? The common answer that most people give is, oh, they just have good genes, and that's why they don't age as fast. Well, that's true, but today it's only partially true. because today we have the ability to fool Mother Nature. And that's what we're going to discuss in these segments, minimizing the effects of aging. I believe that I'm really qualified to speak on this subject just based on my 22 years that I've served as coordinator of the Erie County Senior Fitness Longevity Program that we all call Club 99. And now I'd like you to listen to the Club 99 chant.
Exercise for the body is good for the mind, and I'll be fine at age 99.
All the words in this chant are very simple, but very, very true. Exercise for the body is good for the mind. The Arthritis Association tells us that motion is lotion. And we all know that exercise makes us feel mentally and emotionally more fit. This is Mr. Fitness, and my intent is to make these next years the best years of our lives.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're back with us here on Senior Radio, where every weekend we deliver news you can use. And I kind of really love that. So always log on to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com for more information about today's show and every weekend show, all right? I bet you may not have known that May is Older Adults Month. It's about us, folks. It's all about us. And I couldn't have a better guest on this morning than the gentleman who starts our show, Richard Durwald. Mr. Fitness, you know him all around Western New York. The man is amazing, and you are amazing, sir. The way you've kept yourself healthy and fit, and how generous you are giving that information out to other people about staying well.
Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
Older Adults Month, much more about me than it is about you.
Well, I'm on my way.
Yeah, I know, well.
But you know, we've talked about that. If you're lucky in life and you do a few things
yes.
right, you have half a chance of getting there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes, and that's kind of what I go out and talk about and do out in the community. It's not rocket science what I do. It's diet and exercise. Those are the two components, you know. You can write books. You can write volumes of books. And it all comes down to eating right, really taking supplements, if you will.
Yes.
And moving. I don't mean going to a gym necessarily or even going to my classes, but I do mean move.
Move.
Absolutely.
Get out there.
You've got to move. Motion is lotion.
You know, I want to remind everybody that in this month's After 50 magazine, this is the one with Dr. Todd Shatkin on the cover, you've got a whole wonderful article in here, Erie County Senior Services, supplements, do you need them? And I think this is a great subject for us this morning. Because I don't know how people feel about that. I mean, do you need vitamins? Do you not need vitamins?
Well, the thing is that I think that the standard line has changed over the years. We were always told years ago, if you eat a standard diet, if you eat a healthy diet, you won't need supplements. But the definition of a healthy diet has changed over the years.
Right.
So therefore, that not only does that, the saying becomes obsolete, really, and we all need vitamins. Maybe not when we're 20 or not when we're 30, but we do after 50, 60, 70. Just like everything else in our body, our digestive system starts to slow down. We don't draw all the nutrients, all the vitamins, the minerals, all the things that we need for our body. Our digestive system becomes less efficient. So what do? We supplement it. We supplement it with all the, you know, the whole spectrum of vitamins, minerals, proteins, all the things that we need. But we have to, because you've probably heard the older person was found in a state of malnutrition. Well, it could be that they're not eating enough. It could also be the fact that they're not absorbing their food.
You know, I never really thought of that.
Yes.
But that's very true. Yeah, that definitely could be it. Yeah.
Yes, and you talked about the cover of the After 50 magazine.
Right.
That we were just looking at. Todd Shack and Walt, they have a great practice over at Manning Kensington called the Aesthetics Associates Center. They are doing, his brother, Dr. Sam Shackin, is doing infusions of vitamins. That is absolutely, I've had them done. And it bypasses the digestive system and goes directly into your bloodstream.
So does that mean it's being injected?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. IV, if you will.
Oh, IV.
IV,
okay.
Yes. And a lot of missing components you can get them all in one sitting. If you, and it is a sitting, mm-hmm. you sit down for a half an hour and you get this injection of vitamins.
You know, I can understand that, because as you were saying, if your digestion is slowing down and it's your digestion is not pulling out all the nutrients from the food before the food gets pushed on, yeah, then you're obviously not getting maybe the vitamins for your eyesight or the vitamins, you know, for different parts of your body.
Absolutely.
And then those things start to fail.
Absolutely. And doctors always told us. I remember when I was a young boy and I started lifting weights and doing the things, and I was still going to the doctor with my mother. You know, I was just a young teenager. He doesn't need those vitamins. You don't need them. But I knew that people were taking vitamins. Mm-hmm. For example, a guy I saw on television all the time in the 50s, Jack LaLanne, was taking 50 supplements a day. Of course, oh no, it killed him. He just fell right over at 98 or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's absurd. Yes, so did I. He really was.
Was way ahead of his time.
Completely ahead mm-hmm. of his time. Really, there's so much. I'm not going to stray. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm not going to stray. But there are so many things that LaLanne said that have come to be true. And the thing that bothers me, and it gets me mad actually, is some traditional medicine and medical schools are claiming these things as theirs.
Yeah.
These findings, they're not their findings. These findings came from the alternative side.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Oh, absolutely true.
We're hearing a lot more of how the alternative medicine is being embraced. And it should be, because there's good there. There's a lot of good there to take.
You're darn right it mm-hmm. is. They really did corner the market for years and years and years. And supplements, do we want to talk about supplements for a moment?
I think we should, because I think people don't know what to take.
There might be people out there. The one thing we have to do is, as we age, we have to stay contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Paul Simon did a song called Crotochrome, and start mm-hmm. off, when I look back at all the crap I learned in high school. And that's true, because things are always changing.
Yes.
Okay? There is, in the article that I've written, there's a gentleman called Ray Kurzweil. I'm sure you've never heard of him. Most people have never heard of him. Right now, he's the chief engineer for Google.
Oh, my.
The chief engineer. He's not an engineer. He's the chief engineer. His entire mission in life, one of Google's main missions, is to extend the human lifespan. Okay? Kurzweil has been written up, and he is predicting that by the year 2045, and this is in the article, and after 50, that lifespan will become indefinite.
Wow.
Yes. Now, who was this guy? I mean, he was a child prodigy. Actually, he was a music prodigy to begin with. He met with people like Albert Einstein when he was in his early years, okay? He is really the father of artificial intelligence, voice recognition, all the things we get on our mm-hmm. phone.
Well,
most of that is Kurzweil.
I would imagine, like, people might be saying, wow, live indefinitely, but think about 50 years ago. 50 years ago, you didn't have the replacement parts that we have today.
Absolutely.
You can replace an awful lot in the human body
with
stuff that worked better than the original. Hard to believe, I know, because
yes.
the human body is amazing.
Right.
But we can replace a lot of these things that people never thought you could. I mean, the first heart transplant back
yes.
in the 60s was big, big news.
That's correct.
But I mean, you can either live without it these days, or they have, modern science has an amazing opportunity to replace what it is you need and to help you keep living a nice, long, healthy life.
And they're getting to the point where you might not need donors, that they
yes,
can grow them.
That's right. They're
based
growing
on
these.
Stem cell.
Exactly.
Technology.
Isn't that something?
It is absolutely.
Right.
Some people really don't like this idea. They think it's man playing God.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, it's just a progression in science.
Right.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. So what we have to do is stay well enough to be able to use all these wonderful things coming down the pike.
And staying well enough is what Kurzweil is trying to do.
Yes.
Believe it or not, go on. You know, the nice thing about what we say, what you say, what I say, people can go right to the internet and they can check it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they can check it. We don't have to take our word for it. Kurzweil, who was absolutely a genius, maybe one of the smartest guys on this planet. Are you ready for this? He takes 150 supplements a day.
My goodness.
Because he wants to live till 2045, till he accomplishes his mission, and thereby live indefinitely, if not live forever.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know, it sounds like science fiction.
I love it.
I mean, it does.
It.
I know it does. And I've seen him speak. I flew out to San Diego to actually watch him speak, and the guy's mesmerizing.
I am speaking with, of course, you're listening to Mr. Fitness, Richard Derwald, who is with us today. And because we are celebrating Older Adults Month during the month of May here on Senior Radio, I'm Linda Pellegrino, always learning just by having these incredible guests in every single weekend. We ask that you like us on Facebook. And, you know, whether it's information on your health, living options, financial, leisure activities, you are going to hear it here on Senior Radio Buffalo. And we're just loving the fact that you are hearing it. And, you know, Dick, the last time we talked, maybe we're going to do it in another segment, we talked about people liking us on Facebook, but also writing to you and about, you know, information you can give them. And again, you're just so generous with the knowledge you have picked up all these years.
Thank
you're
you.
So happy to be able to turn it around and let people know what they can do to stay healthy and to be an older adult.
Hopefully I've learned a little in 84 years. And I've done an awful lot of studying because I didn't have the genetic gifts that a lot of people are born with.
And almost that's almost a blessing if you think about it, because it made you get out and, find this information.
You're right,
yourself.
Because it could be like a kid whose parents had a lot of money and he squanders it.
Right.
It could make the same analogy that you want to get it. Mm-hmm. You want to get what you need.
And you live what you believe.
Absolutely.
Which I think is so important.
And you've got to believe it.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole key. Like there's an old saying, whatever the mind can conceive, the body can achieve.
Well, you know, if you get up and you have a purpose in the morning,
yes,
you'll find a way to get there. And I've often said this, what's the point of living to a ripe old age if you don't feel well?
Exactly. And the point is, a lot of people who are negative really don't live to a ripe
old age. Right.
There are some son of a guns who do.
Yeah. Well, God, you know, has other plans.
That's true.
He's saying stay there.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. But May is Older Adults Month, and we are celebrating that here on this station at this time. And it is something to celebrate because it hopefully means that as we are turning different corners in our life, there are things out there, supplements, medical science, good medicine out there that are going to keep us well and happy and to live these years, which for a lot of people are the best years of their life.
Right.
I mean, they don't have to work anymore. They're enjoying their family. They're enjoying their grandchildren, great-grandchildren. That's what it's all about. They're enjoying a more, thanks to our senior citizen centers, they're enjoying a more social life than ever before.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. You just got to get out there and do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wishing doesn't make it so.
Yeah. Richard, you're the best. And I want to let everybody know that in this month's After 50 magazine with Todd Shatkin on the cover, go on inside and you're going to see Dick's article, Supplements, Do You Need Them? And he's written a couple of columns on this Ray Kurzweil that you were talking about. But also, you know, think about your body, think about your needs, and think about keeping it well for the next 10 years.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes we don't think even about tomorrow. Think about the future. You can be an older American and still think about the next decade, you know,
right,
what's happening. Go forward.
Right.
And that's what we're all about here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino. We love having Mr. Fitness on. We love starting our show with him every morning because he means just so much to this community. Anyway, by all means, do go to seniorradiobuffalo.com. We like you to like us on Facebook. You can learn more about Richard's platform on what he believes in his situation with Erie County, because he's around visiting so many different senior citizen centers. Yeah, centers. All right, Richard, thank you so much.
Thank
we
got to
take a break. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. Thanks for listening.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
At Independent Health, we're here to make Medicare easier, no matter what retirement looks like for you. Our experienced red shirts will meet with you one-on-one at our conveniently located Medicare information centers. Here, we'll help you understand all of your options and make sure you're in the plan that's right for you, so you can enjoy retirement your way. That's the red shirt treatment. Visit independenthealth.com/Medicare.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, a fun and recreational and educational show dedicated to our very active senior community. I am Linda Pellegrino, and I'm hosting this show, and I'm so happy because there is so much to share with you out there about our vital seniors and all the things we have for you. And we want to thank Independent Health, because Independent Health is our sponsor for our Senior Center segments. And this morning, you are going to learn so much about the Cheektowaga Senior Center. Our Cheektowaga Senior Services, first of all, Cheektowaga is big. And so there's a lot of people who can be a member, and you have a lot of people who are members. And once they come, well, they hate to leave because there is so much for them. And we have in studio Carrie Peake, who's the director, Dawn Belier, who is the recreation supervisor, Jamie Acoff, who is the outreach coordinator. Just three of the wonderful folks who are there to kind of help you through the entire system there and make sure you're having a great time, you're getting what you need, and you know what? You're just enjoying yourself for the time you're there with all the things that you could possibly learn, experience, see, do, and travel to. It's all there.
And one of the things we like to say, because a lot of times our guys feel left out, Linda, and when we talk about senior center programs, everybody thinks it's all the ladies beating down our door. And Dawn Belier, our rec supervisor here, runs programming for men and women alike, and I am pleased every time I walk into our banquet hall or one of our classrooms to see more and more men joining the center mm-hmm. and finding a place there. So I would love it if Dawn could just elaborate a little bit on all the programs that we have for our guys, because we don't want them to think that we don't want them there. And even though the ladies outnumber them, which isn't always a bad thing,
right.
We do have plenty of activities for them to do. So.
Yeah, well, we have a men's golf league that golfs on Wednesdays. They really enjoy getting together. They have some picnics and a banquet. We have a men's club that comes, and they use our pool room to shoot some billiards,
cool.
play some cards. Yeah, we have a great group of guys that come and do wood carving on Friday mornings. If you've never done it, come and watch, see what they're up to. You might find something new that
Brand
you enjoy.
New hobby, yeah.
Yep, new passion. And we also... We have a lot of guys involved in our Wii Bowling League. We have a Wii Bowling League. Yeah, you would laugh.
I love it.
It started 10 years ago now, and there's handicaps and averages, yeah. and we even have a bowling banquet at the end of it.
Yeah, and you get a lot of exercise.
You do.
It's basically just like bowling, but mm-hmm. you know, you just don't have the heavy ball in your hand.
Yes.
But you need that same kind of movement. You need the same kind of little, you know, English on the ball and everything.
I tell people all the time, I would have never guessed our league would have lasted that long. Part of it is because the passion Dawn has for it, and she really does make it like a real bowling league. But the kick I get out of it is if I blindfolded somebody and I took them into the banquet hall and didn't tell them that we didn't have bowling lanes, they would think they were in a bowl between the screaming and the hooting and hollering.
Right.
Or if they took their blindfold off and saw the people in their bowling shirts and the trophies and the plaques,
that
everything that goes along
so cool.
with it, they
love
it.
Plus you get the sound effects from the, you know, from
all
the
we need
game.
Is a concession stand, really.
And we have 300, you know, we have people bowling 300s all the time.
Wow.
Dawn gets their name engraved on a plaque. So we really do take that maybe a little more seriously than we should, but it's all for the good of our members who really, really enjoy that. So there's a lot going on in the activity end. Even our guys are taking advantage more and more of our fitness classes, not just the fitness room, you know, not just doing the ellipticals and the machines, but also coming to the actual aerobic classes and coming to the dance classes. They know that anytime you're moving, you're doing your body a good thing. So our guys are taking more and more advantage of that. What am I missing, Dawn?
Yeah, well, we also, if you've never painted before and maybe you're a little nervous about it, we invite you to come and enjoy the process of learning something new. We have a great arts and crafts program and room where you can learn how to acrylic paint and do watercolor. We also have a ceramic room. Our ceramic instructor does her own pouring and firing. I'll teach you how to do those eyes and different things.
It's like a one-stop shop in the ceramic room for sure.
Yeah. Yep. And then, you know, we have lots of different card games. Cards are always popular. We have a huge pinochle tournament on Wednesdays, and we have people playing bridge and cribbage and euchre. You can always come and learn something new.
But let's just say I'm a canasta player. You know what? I could come to you, right, Dawn, and say, hey, can we put up a sign and see if we can get enough people to play canasta?
Yeah, we can put a survey in, find out if there's other people that are interested, or if you have a group of friends that like playing canasta, there's always a spot that we can find for you guys to come and enjoy our building and enjoy the people and enjoy your favorite game.
Love our Scrabble Club came to be just for that very reason. We had four or five ladies that have been playing each other's homes, and one gal came to me and she said, you know, Carrie, I'm just tired of cleaning my house every time I have to have my girlfriends over. And she said, I'd love to just have a space where we could just meet. And I said, Friday afternoons, we have a classroom available. They've been playing, oh my goodness, I've been at the center 25 years. It's probably been 20 years that they've been playing with us now, and it's changed over over time, but they still get a little bit of competition, but just great camaraderie among themselves. And again, don't discount those card games and things for great activities to keep our gray matter moving.
That's
our brains need to be
moving.
Challenged,
That's
and we all need that no matter what age. So that whole, you know, that whole piece of learning a new game or challenging ourselves. Pinochle's not an easy game. Bridge is not an easy game. And yes, there is a lot of competition, as witnessed in that Wee Bowling League when they are hooting and hollering, or somebody has a bad day and they're booing
people
each other.
People take it serious.
It's very fun to see that.
Where is this all happening? At the Cheektowaga Senior Center. If you're in Cheektowaga and you have a Cheektowaga zip code, you can be a member and you can be a part of all this. And believe me, we're just scratching the surface. They have a whole summer program coming up.
Yep.
Right? And you're changing things all the time to add new things.
And we try to do some outdoor activities when we can. We try to get out with picnics into our town parks and different things. Our summer concerts are a huge draw. We couldn't do that without our sponsors. We couldn't do a lot of things at our center without our sponsors. You mentioned Independent Health sponsors our segments. We're so grateful to them for giving us this time on Senior Radio. They do a lot of programming at our center. They're counseling members on new insurance plans and what works best for them, and trying to make sure seniors have the coverage that they need.
That's fantastic. And Jamie, I want to bring you in on this, because we started out with this segment talking about the men and getting the guys to come in. We see a lot of people who find themselves alone. But we want you to know that once you come into a place like the Cheektowaga Senior Center, you might start out alone, but you're sure not lonely. And what you can also do, because I'm just going to talk from experience. I have a husband who doesn't like asking questions. You know what I mean? It's like the driving thing. Do you ask directions? But Jamie, you can be of such help to people coming into your office to steer them into the Erie County services that they are eligible for that they may not even know and not even ask.
Right. A large majority of my clientele are people that are coming in for recreational activities. But as we mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people that are not able to come in. They're more what we would consider homebound.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to work with them at their home directly. And then another great asset that we offer to those people working with us, we have a group called the Sunshine Club. And that club is funded by our Senior Center Foundation, and they sponsor anywhere from 4 to 6 activities a year. And what we do is we pick up our members who are able to attend that specific event. We pick them up in our vans, We always take them for something to eat, whether it's a picnic outside or a nice restaurant, and then we plan an activity. So we've taken a group on the Miss Buffalo. We've done the Attica Arcade Railroad.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm.
We've done bingo by their choice.
The zoo.
We've done the Buffalo Zoo and had a picnic right on site with some food there. And we always ask our members what they're interested in. We most recently have done a trip to the old Wurlitzer building in Tonawanda and the chocolate factory that's there. And just so many things that trigger so many memories for these people.
Yes.
And then we take them home. Mm. And that is all made possible through our foundation. So Carrie could probably touch base more in depth on that. But that's just another part of our programming through our outreach department. Another opportunity for our homebound people to be involved. And we also bring them for some activities at the senior center so that they can come in collectively with our more able-bodied members.
Absolutely.
And feel part of the greater whole of the center as
Ladies, I have to stop you here because we're running out of time, but that's Jamie Acoff, the outreach coordinator. And we're so lucky because in Cheektowaga we have an outreach coordinator. Ask her your questions. She can help you. Dawn Belair, she's in charge of everything recreational, so that's going to be fantastic. And Carrie, well, you're just a font of information. Carrie Peake from the Cheektowaga Senior Services. Everybody, you're listening to SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Give us a call or log on to find out more about today's show.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Senior Radio, the local radio show that focuses on educating our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.